Hare Krishna. Beware of Maya. It was a song that George Harrison sang on his Living in the Material World album. I remember listening to before joining Krishna Consciousness. I was already practicing Krishna Consciousness at home at that time. And today in reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam class, that's what we were hearing about, Bharat Maharaj, how his affection for a little deer began to grow, and he started to think, this poor little deer has no mother, no father, no relatives, no one to take care of him, no one to feed him. It would be completely irreligious of me, unkind of me, merciless to just abandon the poor creature. Therefore, I must take care of him. Ultimately, it's the arrangement of the Supreme Lord that he's under my care, and so I would be doing a disservice to the Lord to neglect the animal, and so on, and so on, and so on. In other words, Bharat Maharaj fell down by excessive attachment. Srila Prabhupada points out that it's certainly the duty of all Vaishnavas to show mercy to other living entities. But Prabhupada points out that the mercy that a Vaishnava shows is by elevating others to the spiritual platform, by making them Krishna conscious. But Bharat Maharaj overlooked the fact that deers don't become Krishna conscious, and therefore maintaining their bodies, although he could have fed the deer and be kind to him, but he didn't have to become so absorbed in the way that he did, which he did because of the nature, the alluring nature of the material energy. He wasn't careful enough. He wasn't afraid of Maya. Although even Vaishnavas in their preaching, as mentioned the other day, they have to be careful that in trying to save others, they don't fall down, because the only real way to save others is to show them how you're also saved yourself. Trying to give people the instruments to be Krishna conscious is what we can do, but ultimately being Krishna conscious is every individual's decision. However, people will only be inspired to be Krishna conscious as if they see that other people can also make it, and other people can also become Krishna conscious. So if in the process of giving Krishna consciousness, we lose our own Krishna consciousness, then the very purpose for which we're striving for is undermined. And here, of course, it wasn't an issue of giving Krishna consciousness to someone, but it was just overabsorption, lack of care. And we could say, as George Harrison said, beware of Maya. And as Srila Prabhupada said, both in class to devotees as well as to individual devotees, that your problem is that you're not afraid of Maya. That is, that you're not afraid enough of Maya. You do not fear Maya enough. And that's why we sometimes think that, well, it's all right, this isn't so dangerous, this little venture or sortie into the material energy, it's all right, but it's not all right. Some little, and anyone can think of so many different little risks, just this movie, or, well, I'll just look at this pornography once on the internet, or just very innocent things. Nothing can be more innocent than a little deer, but gradually, the attachment builds due to a lack of fear. Srila Prabhupada himself, when he came to London the last time, so he prayed. And it wasn't the only time, at other times he also prayed, please don't let me fall down. There's no question of Srila Prabhupada falling down. And yet Srila Prabhupada, true to the nature of a pure devotee, also showed that Vaishnavas are always afraid of material energy. They always pray to Krishna, even if they are transcendentally situated. Mama Maya Duratyaya. Material energy is very, very difficult to overcome. And therefore, we need to be very, very careful about how we interact with her. We can't allow her to have any type of leeway in which she actually comes in like a needle and out like a plow. There are many examples in Srimad Bhagavatam to warn us of the dangers of the material energy. Many stories of how practitioners, ordinary people, and transcendentalists fall down. Maharaj Prachini Barishat was a ordinary person. He was a Karmakandi, and he became entangled in grihastha life. Maharaj Yayati became overwhelmed by sex life. It shows how one falls down to excessive attachment to material enjoyment. Bharat Maharaj shows attachment to a deer. Generally, in the principle of practicing yoga or spiritual culture, there is no leeway for the grihastha ashram. Either you're a sannyasi or renunciate, or you wait till the next life. However, in Krishna consciousness, Krishna gives opportunity for everyone, chaturvarnyamaya system, in the varnashram system, to practice Krishna consciousness, to advance in devotional service. But the essence of sannyas still has to be respected. And what is that essence of sannyas? Anashrita karma phalam karyam karam karutiya. So men, women, they have to embrace this detachment from the results of our work, from the fruits of our work. Yukta vairagya. Being in contact with the material energy, but being insulated from it by always engaging the material energy in Krishna's service. And when we don't do that, then immediately patanti adha. Then we will fall down from our position, regardless of how elevated we may be. And this is the example that we see right here with Bharat Maharaj. So on the other hand, we also see that the renounced sort of life is very difficult. We don't only see that grihasthas have difficulty, but we see how sannyasis are also falling down. So in one sense, it's like choosing whether you want to fight with a tiger or a lion. Neither is easy. Neither the lion of renunciation is easy, and neither the tiger of grihastha ashram is easy. Prahlad Maharaj explains how parents become mesmerized by the broken words of their children, and how a husband is attracted to the beauty of his wife's shapely form, and so on and so on. But it's a trap. And Shukadeva Goswami, as a sannyasi, uses much harsher words. He calls it the forest of material enjoyment, and he calls the relationship between a materialistic man and woman like that of a robber. The husband is the victim, and the children and the wife are like robbers. And conversely, that means also that the woman and the children, they're also being robbed by the bewildered husband. Being robbed of what? Being actually robbed of their opportunity for spiritual advancement. Heavy words, very, very heavy words, but it's the reality. It's the vision of transcendentalists that we need to also keep in our mind in order to have that spirit of detachment. There has to be detachment in the practice of our devotional service, and we have to engage transcendental knowledge to give us the types of vision that protects us and insulates us from the allurements of material energy. Otherwise, we will not be scared. So all of these examples are there in Srimad Bhagavatam to warn us, beware of Maya. Krishna says, Mamma Maya Duratyaya. Maya is very, very powerful. And if we forget that, and if we allow ourselves to become tricked by Maya Devi, then like Bharat Maharaj, will very easily fall down. So it's not easy. It's not easy for the sannyasis. It's not easy for the grihasthas. But ultimately, they're obliged to, if they want to advance in spiritual life, to keep one eye out on the material energy and to keep the other eye on Krishna. We keep our eye on Krishna as our goal, and we keep our eye on the material energy to see what her next plan is, in order to see whether our goal is really, really sincere, whether we really want to go back home, back to Godhead, or whether it's something that we just sort of talk about but aren't really willing to pay the price. So we should take here Bharat Maharaj's example and Srila Prabhupada's warning very carefully. Beware of Maya. You should be careful of the material energy. Don't mess around with her. Don't experiment. Stay very far away, whatever ashram that we're in, and by keeping good company, advance quickly and get out of this material world, which is no place for gentlemen. Hare Krishna.